Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I had a really hard year. I've lost a lot of just people that, you know, you didn't always agree. Brooks Patterson was my friend. And, you know, he gave me a lot of good advice. We didn't agree. We could have whopping fights. Some of them were on Flashpoint. But he tried to teach me how to not be too serious, to how to put life in perspective. When John was really at the end, he called to make sure I was okay. You know, they're just, I've known him for decades. Like Tim, he became a personal friend. We shared a lot of moments. He went through a lot of sadness in his life at different points. And he just, to me, he was the epitome of a person you could disagree with agreeably. I lost another friend. Michigan lost another person who loved this state and fought for it, whether you always agreed with them. And I'm really sad today.
And, you know, it doesn't seem like we hear enough stories like what you just said, where people can disagree vehemently and argue vehemently, but still have the utmost respect for each other and what each other stands for.
You know, I remember I was probably, we had had one of our flaming fights on Flashpoint, and he called me with a lot of love and said, Debbie, I want you to know what you got to chill a little. You got to try to put some humor. And then the next week I said something and he screamed at me and he said, I didn't take my own advice. So, you know, he really was just a caring person. And he really, you talked about what he did in memory of his son. He was really that, really, I don't think he ever got over that. When he had his accident, he just kept going. And he never forgot about other people that were impacted, his driver. And when he got the diagnosis of pancreatic cancer, which he knew was a likely death sentence, he tried to still keep laughing.
And, you know, it seems to me that a lot of times his public persona was not necessarily what people who know him personally felt about him. I think if you just saw that public persona, maybe you thought he wasn't the most agreeable person, but we're hearing from everybody today, all the officials, politicians, and leaders that we're talking to, that was an exterior, but the interior was a different story on the man.
You know, one of the things that I've learned is that if you're fighting for something, you got to be tough. And if people think that they can walk all over you, you're not going to be effective. So he was tough, and we could be very tough against each other. But he was somebody I knew as who cared deeply, deeply, deeply about people, his community, his friends.
Have we lost some of that?
I know we've lost it. You know, I wanted to, my Facebook posting today, I am sad. And some of the comments on there, why can't we let people rest in peace? Why can't we respect? It used to be, you can disagree. John Engel used to have very strong disagreements with people. And people knew he was tough, and you didn't take him on. But he loved people, and he was a marshmallow. I called him a teddy bear. Brooks was a bit like this. That doesn't mean, you know, if someone's saying something that's really wrong, you got to stand up to it. But I want people in that are in our public arena to remember that they got to care about people, who understand people's hearts and their souls. And John Dingell and Brooks and a number of other people we've lost this year had hearts and souls. We need more of that. Respect, hearts and souls.
And certainly the discussion of how people react and let their feelings known on social media is a conversation for another time, Congresswoman. Debbie Dingell, thank you so much as always. You're always gracious and willing to come on the air and talk with us. And thank you for sharing your memories of L. Brooks Patterson.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.